This is Greg Corumbus of Radio America reporting for WorldNet Daily. My guest at this time is Elena Newport, the undisputed and delightful star of the Capitol Steps, Washington's premier musical satirist. Elena, how are you?
I'm fine. How are you? Have you gotten your apology from Congressman Joe Barton yet?
I have not. You asked me how I was doing. I'm doing better than Tony Hayward, the CEO of BP, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah, I think you are probably doing better than him.
He looked absolutely miserable yesterday, and rightly so. I mean, he wouldn't answer any questions, so people were basically yelling at him all day long. But I could think of more pleasant ways to spend a day.
Well, it's funny because I was watching this congressional panel, and I was watching Tony, and I was thinking, okay, who's less popular, the president of BP or Congress? And I was trying to think, okay, the American people are watching this and thinking, really, there's no winner here.
Yes, there's just boos all the way around.
So I was kind of wondering why we haven't seen Al Gore down there, like, personally mopping this stuff up, or at least saying, I told you so.
I know. You'd think he'd be all over this. And in the last couple of weeks, I guess we find out why.
Yeah, I guess Al's been a little bit occupied with, who gets custody of the Nobel Prize and the Oscar statue.
Yeah, were you shocked by this? I know you aren't shocked by anything, really, in Washington, but it seemed like a lot of people were.
Yeah, well, I think last week we talked about, what if you were the person who saw this coming and had odds on some kind of Vegas? You know, there must be some Vegas bookie who keeps odds on whose marriage is going to last the longest, and you probably wouldn't have bet right on this one, right?
No. Yeah. And your song of the week addresses that topic just a little bit.
As it does.
As yeah. Al and Tipper Gore sing about the dissolving of their marriage.
Hi, I'm Al Gore, and this is Oscar. This is Tipper. Now, I'm not here tonight to talk about global warming, although, as you know, it's a very serious issue. I'm here tonight to tell you that Tipper and I have reached an amicable separation. First of all, I'd like to seriously apologize to any of you who had odds on whether or not our marriage would outlast the Clintons.
So, as you know, the story of our breakup has been all over the internet.
Which I invented.
So you can see what I'm dealing with here. Al and me. There's no more Al and me. Can't you see? I'm sick of tree hugging.
The earth was hot. I wasn't fooling. Above South Pole, I invented scat, suffered a massive hole, all because of radical freons.
For my ozone, no interest was shown. He'd rather hug alpine trees.
Well, we agree, there's no infidelity.
Your Oscar statue.
For the earth, I'm on a mission.
In bed, he recycled positions.
Well, must you mock? Your nickname was Lockbox. Always said that you had a headache.
You're delirious.
No. I'm serious. Divorce suits me fine.
Yes.
Now Oscar's all mine.
Hold on, I'm suing for custody.
Well, that's an inconvenient truth.
Yeah.
Oh, Elena. But now, of course, this past week, there's been reporting by the unimpeachable source of the Star tabloid that Al Gore was having an affair with the wife of Larry David, the Seinfeld creator.
This I have heard, and I'm happy to spread it if it gets us a new song.
Well, ever since the National Enquirer was right about John Edwards, we think that maybe these people know what they're talking about
now.
Well,
I knew somebody who knew somebody who used to work for Liberace who said they always had the scoop first. You were keeping our fingers crossed. You know, we like a juicy scandal. We don't have the best interests of the country at heart at all, really.
Or the family, apparently.
Yeah, right.
What else are you guys looking at?
It's always true. It's the little people that get hurt, the little Oscar statues that have to go through the custody battles and all that.
Yeah, it's pretty clear that the Oscar statue is your biggest concern in that song. Nicely done.
Well, I guess there's some Nobel Prize money to be divvied up, too, I suppose, too, right?
I guess so.
No, we're back this week. We're trying out a new Gulf of Mexico song. We actually are dressing a human being up as a shrimp tonight and sending him out on stage. So we'll see how that goes.
Excellent. That always keeps the audience happy. Elena, great to have you with us. Thanks for your time.
All right. Thank you.
Elena Newport, star of the Capitol Steps. Check them out every Friday and Saturday evening at the Reagan Building here in Washington. Learn more about them and buy their brand new CD online at capsteps.com. I'm Greg Corumbus of Radio America reporting for WorldNet Daily.